Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
London's Metropolitan Police Service will not be taking further action against Prince Andrew for now.
Yeah, how far did you think that was going to go? The cops over in London, who I'm sure are not at all whipped by the royal family and don't ever make decisions based off of pissing off the royal family. I'm sure they put in such hard work into looking into Prince Andrew. I am sure the London Police Department has no corruption at all, and it's just a place you can trust.
Now, according to a new statement, the department made the announcement on Monday, saying in that statement, quote, "As a matter of procedure, MPS officers reviewed a document released in August 2021 as part of a U.S. civil action. This review has concluded, and we are taking no further action."
I respect the fact that they're just right to the point. They're like, yeah, whatever, we're moving on, who cares?
The document was part of a U.S. lawsuit filed by Virginia Giuffre, which accuses the prince of sexual assault.
I think that's the other problem, is it's a U.S. lawsuit. Because, like, even if we don't give the people that are guilty of rape enough time in jail and we let Bill Cosby out, there's been a recent change recently where they're at least being put to trial. For example, Derek Chauvin was found guilty. Now he just got 20 years and will be out in 15. But hey, at least in America, we're having these woke moments where we're going to court and prosecuting racist people and rapists. But the problem is, this case is horrifying over here in America. But when you're using a U.S. lawsuit in Britain, they don't like us. I had a British talk show host on the Myko radio show back in March, so I became a Facebook friend with him. And Great Britain thinks they're better than us, man. They think they're smarter than us. They don't know what a dentist is. They think they're greater than us. They think they're just the best ever. And that's their opinion. They can feel that way. It's incorrect, because moments like this prove that they're fake. I'm sure they're nice people and they're charming and likable and totally not selfish and about money. I'm sure there's a ton of great people in the royal family. But don't you ever come at me and go, oh, the whole world is becoming a woke place. Maybe America. But the fact that Prince Andrew, the investigation got dropped, it wasn't even like a settlement out of court. Literally, it was like, whatever, throw the evidence away. Sweep it under the rug. Act like it doesn't exist. And then I saw a news report this week that says that Prince Andrew he's isolated from the royal family and he's not seeing them. And I'm like, what are you guys proving? You guys just are not hanging out with him right now because you want to at least kind of look like you're not racist and creeps. But once everything's back to normal, you'll be hanging out with Prince Andrew. That's what I loved about the royal family, is they've been trying to act so like relatable and likable. Like, we know you guys are scumbags. It's clear today. It's very obvious. But here's the thing. We also know that Meghan's a scumbag and that Prince Harry's a scumbag. We think the whole royal family is. And if you honestly look at the royal family and you're into that, you need a new hobby, because they just are despicable human beings.
something he has adamantly denied. In her civil suit filed in New York, she claims the British royal forced her to have sex when she was underage in London.
Oh, no big deal. Underage sex in London. I guess it's normal over there. Like, it's not even like... Like, I get it's the royal family, and I get that it's probably pretty hard to prosecute them because it's the royal family, but I don't ever want to hear anybody ever, ever go, oh, I'm so against this issue, and I'm so against this issue. But then there's obviously not enough of an impact in our culture, in our society, if we're literally letting the charges of Prince Andrew being a pedophile get dropped because he's a part of the royal family. But if this was any other creep from London who lived in a bad neighborhood, he would be charged. All these London rappers are always being charged with crimes. Oh, but the royal family, a little slap on the wrist. Please don't do that. But what I'm saying is, it's just, I want to believe that things are getting better. I want to believe that things are getting woke and even. And then when you see the rich and elite get away with things, it's just soul-crushing to the mind. It's just a huge blow to the mind when you think about the rich and elite getting away with whatever they want. And it's not jealousy on their bank account. I don't care. A lot of rich people think they're better than you because they got a big bank account. Who cares? Trust me, they have the same problems we do. I just hate the fact that rich people, and it's not that I'm jealous of the people they hang out with or the cars that they drive or the houses that they get. What's annoying about rich people and what's annoying about the royal family and what's annoying about elitists and people that are above that is they can do what they want. They can't. And if you think Jeffrey's dead, I'm not being a conspiracy theorist, but he's not dead. Yeah. But then you sit here and you complain. You can say what you want, but nothing ever changes. That's what's defeating, is it's just like until we're laying in the ground or we're cremated, nothing's going to change. We're just going to sit here for our lifetime talking about the rich and elite getting away with things. It's great.
And accused him of abusing her at Jeffrey Epstein's home in Manhattan.
Can you imagine if a normal dude did what Prince Andrew did in Manhattan? He'd be prosecuted to the fullest. But Prince Andrew, a little slap on the wrist.
And on his private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The police organization said, quote, "The Metropolitan Police Service continues to liaise with other law enforcement agencies who lead the investigation into matters related to Jeffrey Epstein." According to the department, they also looked into additional information earlier in the summer, saying, quote, "We also reviewed information passed to us by a media organization in June 2021. This review is complete and no further action will be taken."
Yeah, this is just ass-kissing of the royal family, which is why I'm embarrassed for anybody who's like a fan of them. Like, you could be into them. It's fine. Want to watch The Crown. You want to watch all the BBC reports. You want to follow their social media. That's wonderful and dandy if you like the royal family. I'm really happy for you. I think it's really cool because out of all the things you could be into, the royal family is such a fascinating and genuine and honest thing. Here's what I'm saying. If you're going to be a fan of the royal family, admit that they cover up pedophiles. Admit that they are creeps. Admit that there's racism in there. What drives me nuts is the people who get into the royal family. It's kind of like The Bachelor of Britain, essentially is what it is, because it's fake, it's smarmy, it's not real, and they can do whatever and make the headlines. It's essentially like we copied the royal family and did reality shows and Joe Millionaire and all those shows from the 2000s that began, like Jersey Shore and The Real World and that. Though I don't really think Joe Millionaire influenced The Real World because that was before. But you know what I'm saying? All those trashy shows, that was us trying to do the royal family. The royal family is reality TV of Great Britain. They're just trashy individuals. And if you honestly are watching the royal family and you're not able to at least admit that, it's like being a Michael Jackson fan. You got to admit that you wouldn't want him hanging around your kids. Or if you're a listener of Drake. I'm just kidding. He's friends with Millie Bobby Brown. Nothing's going on there.
The Metropolitan Police Service has been reviewing reports as it relates to Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein since 20. 20-
Why even review it if you're just going to let the paperwork burn in a shredder? Even though it doesn't, it shreds in a shredder, not burns. But you know what I'm saying? It burns in a fireplace. Why would you even put in any of this effort if it's just going to get ripped up?
15. In May of that year, the MPS says it was contacted by the rep for someone accusing U.S. native Jeffrey Epstein and a British woman of trafficking for sexual exploitation, relating to events outside of the UK, and an allegation of trafficking to central London in March 2001.
Weird, man.
Department says that officers interviewed the complainant, assessed the evidence, and obtained advice from the Crown Prosecution Service. Following the legal advice, it was decided that due to the human trafficking allegedly taking place outside of the UK, MPS was not the adequate authority to move forward with the case.
Mm-hmm.
In November 2016, MPS reported that charges in this matter would not move on to a full criminal investigation.
Makes sense. More royal family news.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry won't be making a joint visit back across the pond just yet.
Oh, no.
The Duke...
That's just what the royal family wants, to hang out with Meghan Markle. Oh, what a wonderful person she must be. Imagine putting Meghan Markle and the ego of every woman and every man a part of the royal family. That was a very good catch there, Ryan. Every man and every woman who's a part of the royal family. Imagine having that ego mixed with Meghan Markle in the same room. Oh, my God. Pretentious as hell. Some would even say smarmy.
And Duchess of Sussex are apparently foregoing attending an event on October 19th, set to celebrate the late Princess Diana.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem, Prince Harry. You've always acted like such a mama's boy. I'm Prince Harry. I miss my mom. Oh, she was a great woman. But then you're not going to an event honoring her? Like, that's when you got to wonder if Meghan's really worth it. If it's barring you and making things awkward where you don't want to go to an event for your mother. Let me say that again. The girl you had a kid with, a girl that claims to have never known who you were prior to meeting you, which you can take it or leave it, but this girl you've known for 5-6 years is going to have put such an impact on your life and your relationships that you're not going to feel welcomed at your mom's event honoring her life. Like, that's how bad you are at picking women. And I will just say it right now. The fact that you literally were known as a partier and you loved your women, which is fine, but then you settle with somebody that makes your relationship with your family and makes the idea of attending an event about your mother awkward. Yeah, buddy, you didn't really pick up the nice option. You know, you went to Aldi's.
According to multiple reports, Harry's brother Prince William will be in attendance at the celebration, which is set for donors who funded the statue of the late Prince.
Oh, but Prince William's gone. Oh, man. I just think he hates his brother.
At the celebration, which is set for donors who funded the statue of the late Princess of Wales, which was debuted.
I'm sure all the money they put into these things for the royal family, they also help out the bad parts of London. Yo, real talk? That just got weird. Just going to let that sit there and just take a deep breath. If you go online, there are some parts of London that are really bad. And in their hip hop, they literally copied the drill scene of like the auto-tuned rap that Chief Keef invented in 2011 out of Chicago. They literally have that overseas in London. Like, there's so much going on in London. It's crazy. Never been there. I don't know much about it, but I'm just trying to fill time on my podcast. But I'm saying to you, they literally are copying America. And I'm sure there are things in London that need to be fixed because it's not all royalty. But thank God they put the money into a replica of Princess Diana. But then again, that's the most royal family thing ever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. I'm a man of my words. Fit_Sage_fitness on Instagram. You can do virtual workouts if you're not in the Tampa Bay area, or you can work out with him in person. Once again, all the info at fitsagefitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. How are you? Are you doing good? Great to hear.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly may look like they have the picture-perfect relationship.
No, they don't. I mean, I'm sure it's a great relationship, but I've never looked at Megan Fox and MGK as a relationship and been like, oh, it's perfection over there. No craziness there.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly may look like they have the picture-perfect relationship, but that's really not the case.
I don't think any relationships are, picture-perfect. I mean, it might be on Instagram, but in real life, no.
For British GQ's autumn-winter 2021 issue, the pair got candid about their romance in the spotlight.
Cool. Yeah, we really want to do OnlyFans, but we're too famous. God, they would be a good OnlyFans couple if they weren't famous. Oh, yeah, I'd pay for it. Not at all. I'd just go on Reddit.
It should be light, but also we go to hell with each other. It's ecstasy and agony for sure.
Literally, the ecstasy.
I don't want people to think anything's perfect with us.
We don't, man. We don't. You're MGK.
I didn't say it was the darkest fairy tale for no reason. The rap.
That sound effect of says all I'm implying when he says darkest fairy tale.
Or sad. Meanwhile, the actress told the publication that she didn't expect to find her soulmate when the two first locked eyes on the set of Midnight in the Switchgrass in March 2020. Quote, I was definitely open to love, but I did not anticipate walking right into my soulmate like that. I was obviously over the way I had been living, and those paths lined up, those doors opened, Megan told GQ, adding, quote, it was as if all the obstacles that had kept us apart all those years had been removed, and we were able to finally intersect. The couple's latest interview marks the first time the two posed together for a magazine cover, but this is definitely not the first time the lovebirds have set poses racing in photographs.
I'm sorry I let this all play without talking, but there's... Oh, there's some breaking news. Oh, there's some breaking news, man. John Gruden is no longer the coach of the Oakland Raiders. Breaking 5 news ago, 5 minutes ago, not 5 years ago, from Fox News. John Gruden to resign after Raiders head coach has homophobic emails revealed. John Gruden's time in the NFL is reportedly over. According to multiple reports, Gruden informed his team he will resign as head coach after a series of emails showing him delivering racist, homophobic, and rude comments. You know what I'm wondering? I never looked at John Gruden and was like, oh, this guy is a good guy. Why is this playing? Didn't mean for that. I never looked at John Gruden and was like, come on, man. Like, that's a good guy. But this is all I'm going to say. So John Gruden's gone. And it makes you wonder, Who else is going to be gone? I mean, what if Tom Brady had a homophobic and transphobic AIM message from 2009? If we're going to fire John Gruden for something he said in 2011, where he is resigning, I know it's not technically firing, but we canceled John Gruden. So are we going to cancel everybody? I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. Like, if you're going to have cancel culture, it's got to be an even playing field. Like those sexual assault allegations or harassment with the Cuomo brothers, not really talked about. It was the Trump family, it would be talked about. Everything going on with Hunter Biden, never really talked about. If it was the Trump family, oh, it'd be talked about. And that's just a matter of fact. I don't like the Trump family, so I'm not leaning right. I'm just saying, it seems like a lot of the people that would be doing the canceling only cancel people they don't like. But when it's somebody they like doing something that should get them canceled because they got other people canceled, then they go, no, we don't need to cancel anybody. We're good. Because it doesn't fit our agenda. Doesn't fit our agenda. Oh, I'm not saying that John Gruden shouldn't have resigned and been forced to leave the Raiders. And like I said, this just broke right now. It's Monday, October 11th, 2021 at 9:28 p.m. So you're probably listening a day later, so it's getting covered on all the shows, but I just broke it first. John Gruden is no longer the coach of the Raiders, and that is going to just be talk radio for the next 10 years. Oh, sports talk radio is going to eat. All the hacks in the cities where there's really nothing going on, this just gave them content for a year. ESPN, the ratings were down with First Take ever since Smith got rid of Max Kellerman. Like, you just have all these dirty things going on with sports TV. No one's really going, oh my God, I love watching Stephen A. Smith yell at me at 11 a.m. about the NBA and NFL. That's just what I need in my life, is me being yelled at. In 2011, when Skip Bayless did it, that was cool. But Max Kellerman and Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith and everyone that's doing that loudmouth yelling, shut up. Maybe I'm just projecting onto myself because I do the exact same thing. Probably what that is. But like I was saying, you think this is going to go away? That was like the most highest paid coach ever in the NFL. And I'm not siding with any of the situation when it comes to cancel culture. I never side with it. That was weird grammar. I just am indifferent and I try to learn both sides. But I will say, John Gruden being paid a lot of money, highest paid coach ever. Team is doing okay this year. And then the last two games have sucked, probably because the culture in the locker room wasn't the best. I don't think your coach pretty much getting canceled really makes you a winning environment. You know who else I would say is not an example of a winning environment? Even though on the outside looking in, Alex Rodriguez would appear to be a happy person, he's not.
Alex Rodriguez is throwing shade at himself.
It took you long enough.
The 46-year-old made fun of the fact that he is single again while...
Well, you cheated on J-Lo with a southern whore! Of course! She's not a whore, she likes to have sex. That was rude, I'm sorry. I mean, is it false? I'm just saying, you literally cheat on everybody, A-Rod. You cheated at baseball. You cheat in your relationships. I'm sure you cheat your taxes. You're not single because, oh, poor A-Rod can't figure out how to keep a relationship going. All the relationships seem to be going decently fine. It's that you cheat on everybody and you can't keep your D in your pants. That's all you got to poke fun at, dummy.
Recapping a baseball game for Fox Sports last week, A-Rod and his co-hosts were covering the American League Division Series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, I have some opinions on the Rays in a second.
when they started discussing the players eating popcorn.
Yeah.
His colleagues took the opportunity to share a throwback video of Alex doing the same at the 2010 Super Bowl.
It's not the first time that people have eaten popcorn in the middle of a game.
That was an iconic moment. That was 11 years ago, Jesus Christ. Madonna giving him some popcorn at the Super Bowl.
Oh no.
In the video, the former New York Yankee is being fed popcorn by none other than his former girlfriend, Cameron Diaz. He responded to the clip by taking a jab at his love life.
Oh yeah, can't wait for this jab.
Maybe that's maybe why I'm single.
No, you're single because you cheat on everybody with anything that has anything. I'm sure it's... Never mind. Never mind. Fake laughter of toxic masculinity. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
That's maybe why I'm single.
What's going on in the news, Christy Lee?
Alex dated the Charlie's Angels star until 2011, and most recently just called it quits with his fiancée, Jennifer Lopez, in April of 2021.
It wasn't really calling it quits, it was you couldn't keep it in your pants. Dummy.
The duo started dating in March 2017, and were
Wow, time flies when you don't really care about celebrities.
Engaged 2 years later. But in March 2021, they announced they were working through some things, and ultimately split the following month.
No! That was the worst day ever, I guess.
Since going their separate ways, Jennifer has very publicly moved on.
Yeah, she's living her midlife crisis with Ben Affleck. Woo!
Hustler's actress is back with her former fiancé, Ben Affleck. The couple were spotted together at the New York premiere of Ben's movie, The Last Duel, on Saturday.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, and there it has all the locations where you can purchase it in person in Florida, but also you can always order it online. Hey, maybe you're listening in a different city and it's not Florida. You can always order online. You don't have to just live in Florida to get it. But hey, maybe you live in Florida and you don't want to leave your house. You can order it online too, TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice hot sauce, make sure to tag us at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Board. Board.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I've seen better acting in porn. It's Madonna laying on all fours, laying on her tummy in her little promiscuous outfit. Whoa, Madonna dressed up promiscuous. Who would have thought that would happen? At the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon right over his desk. And he's like, well, I didn't know this was going to happen at all.
No.
It feels so good. I don't want to pull out.
Madonna. Stop. Oh, my heaven. Stop it. I don't know what to do. Stop it.
Right? I kind of do know what to do. He takes off his jacket and puts it over her butt. Very weird, man.
Donna shocks fans during her appearance on
Let me rewatch that. Yeah, he did that. Just puts it over her butt, man. That is a weird thing. They are so banging.
Madonna shocks fans during her appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, climbing on his desk and flashing her backside to the audience.
Yeah, where's the talent at in 2021? Some were wondering the same thing in 84.
Yeah, it is going to be a fun night. On Thursday, the 63-year-old pop icon stopped by the show to promote her Paramount...
Grandma, what are you doing, Grandma?
...plus concert documentary, Madam X. And she said she was inspired by writer James Baldwin, who said artists are here to disturb the peace. And
oh, yeah. I listen to Madonna's music. Oh, you're really disturbing my peace. No, I just... No, never mind.
So I hope that I have disturbed not only your peace this afternoon, but...
you always disturb my peace, yeah.
Yeah. So much teeth.
Watch the show, but I mean that in the best way.
No, yeah, you get in good trouble.
Well, that's
weird, man.
When Madonna, who was wearing a black mini dress, proceeded to lie across Jimmy's desk with no warning.
No, why would you?
No, you're moving my cup that has coffee in it. I wouldn't drink booze while doing this dumb show. Jimmy Fallon totally doesn't have a drinking problem. Don't move my cup.
Madonna, stop it. Oh my heaven, stop it. I don't know what to do. Stop.
Literally sounds like a. Never mind.
Stop it right now. Absolutely.
And then she flashes her butt to the audience. Wow, Grandma's crazy. Wow, Madonna. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of like it, man. It's crazy.
And while Jimmy legit seemed like he didn't know what to do,
I think he had a few ideas. It's just on camera. Nah.
Madonna said,
although that'd be the greatest episode of The Tonight Show ever. I'd watch that.
He didn't know what to do.
He brings out some cocaine. I don't mean to keep pausing this. Brings out some cocaine and some booze. It's like, let's do it, Jimmy Fallon. You know it's accurate.
He legit seemed like he didn't know what to do. Madonna seemed as cool and calm as ever.
I don't know about calm.
Oh my God.
Madonna being calm? Is the sky pink?
Look at this. I don't know what to, I don't know what
because ever. Life is not just about interviewing kitties.
No, it's about showing off your body, I guess.
She recently spoke with Madonna at the New York premiere of Madam X, where she talked about what fans can expect from the documentary, which is now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Great art.
Oh, yeah. She definitely paints a picture there. Doesn't really paint it. She just shows it. William Shatner's going to space. Woo!
And go to the final frontier with William Shatner. The actor is headed to the edge of space this Tuesday aboard.
The edge of space.
Blue Origin rocket. We can only hope his spacesuit is cooler than mine, which I got at space camp 20 years ago. Now, while Shatner may be famous for playing the captain of a spacecraft, the man himself is a little nervous. When asked about the upcoming launch at a New York Comic Con event on Thursday, Shatner confessed, I'm terrified. I'm Captain Kirk, and I'm terrified going to space. Now, if the actor's comments.
Yeah, you're an actor. You're not a captain, bruh. I think this whole lifetime, he's just had dorks embrace him for the last half a century, and he thinks he's more important than he is.
Seemed highly illogical. Don't worry. He clarified shortly after, saying, You know, I'm not really terrified. Yes, I am. It comes and goes like a summer cold. By the way,
that's weird.
You can watch the launch.
Yeah, everything needs to be so edgy and wild. with Shatner. He can't just be like, I'm a little scared to go to outer space. He's always got to make it so artistic and a little autistic too.
Brian Laundrie's embattled father finally joined the hunt for his fugitive son today in a...
Oh, thank God. The father is helping the search. Oh, yeah. They totally didn't really plan out where he was going to go a month ago. Come on. Like, I get it's a missing persons case, but my God, really? Ridiculous, dude. There's something going on here. I get he's allowed to be there. I get it. I get it. Really? Really? I'm saying really. You're going to allow Brian Laundrie's father to help search for his missing son who murdered his girlfriend and went missing when people were looking for him. After he was with the family, and he probably knows where his son is, and he's going to lead you to wherever his son is not. So if his son went down east on the road in the direction of east, he's going to take you west. He's not going to want to help you find his son.
Brian Laundrie's embattled father finally joined the hunt for his fugitive son today in a Florida swamp. Chris Laundrie drove to the Myakkahatchee Creek Environmental Park in his red pickup. He had to wait several minutes while cops found a key to unlock the gates. He was later walking a trail with a police officer.
Weird guy, man.
I spoke with Nancy Grace, host of Crime Stories on Fox Nation.
Can he act?
She fell off the map. I mean, HLN or Fox Business. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. Getting the same coverage if you're Nancy Grace and you're on HLN or if you're on Fox Business. Honestly, if I'm Nancy Grace, I would rather be on HSN than Fox Business.
Actually help, or do you think this is a smokescreen?
We have to take the fact that Laundrie's father is now joining the search with a box of salt. He's not going out there with a machete or a team of dogs. So what can he actually do, man?
And my thing is this, too. As annoying as Nancy Grace is, she brings up a lot of good points.
Maybe identify an object.
The family's attorney told Inside Edition that Laundrie's father showed cops favorite trails he and his son had hiked together.
Yeah, please go find my son that's being pretty much accused of murder.
Or no discoveries, but the effort was helpful to all.
The Laundrie family attorney. There were no discoveries, but the effort was helpful at all.
Water in the reserve is receding, and certain areas are more accessible.
You look at how big, so they're showing a helicopter view of where they're looking for Brian. Bro, I'm telling you right now, they're not flying. They are not finding Brian because there's no sense of urgency. No one's really grilling the parents. No one really seems to care. And the poor Petito family is having to go on Dr. Phil to get help. Yeah, let me say that again. The poor family whose daughter just got murdered by a sociopathic creep has to go on Dr. Phil. So they literally have to be exploited by somebody who exploits somebody for ratings. Think about that. But yeah, they're showing this aerial footage. They're not finding Brian Laundrie. This whole area in the middle of Florida, this dude can hide forever. I'm telling you right now, if I had money, I would put down money that we're never going to find him. Ever. Just saying.
Hopefully Brian will be located soon.
Hopefully Brian will be located soon from the family attorney. They're just trolling us. They're just gaslighting at this point.
But others believe it could all be a sham.
How suspicious is all this?
I don't know.
Very suspicious.
We spoke with Callahan Walsh, co-host of In Pursuit.
All right, I'm not promoting any podcast here. Trying to do my own thing here. 856 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on zradiolive.com. We're at QuadPod, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour right after this.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need, West Chase Printing will hook you up. Image, design, print, they got you at WestchasePrinting.com. At DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, at West Chase Printing on Instagram. And when you get that invoice after shopping at WestchasePrinting.com, tell them I sent you and he will hook you up.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah!
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Adele's upcoming single may be called Easy on Me, but fans were definitely not going easy on her with their questions during her first ever Instagram Live.
Yeah, that's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Her addressing her fans? Of course you're gonna go in on her.
Let's get into it.
So is
the anticipation for Adele's upcoming album is at an all-time high, with the first single officially being released this coming Friday.
What, I'm banging Rich Paul and hanging out with athletes?
And ever the benevolent queen, the Hello singer hopped onto Instagram Live to gift the world with the first 40 seconds of Easy on Me. While sharing the first part of the song, Adele rested her chin on her hand and smiled while listening along with, just about 120,000 fans from around the world.
Relatable.
Some lyrics from the single include, "There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't."
I was going to say there's gold in the shower, but that made no sense.
"Can't bring myself to swim when I am
golden showers, get it?
Drowning in this silence, baby, let me in. Hello, 911, it's me, and I am dead from that sneak peek." While fans...
If you're dead, why are you talking? Oh, wait, now you're dead because I'm not playing a news clip, so we can't hear you. 856, that was rude. 49 Hoppy. I'm sure she would love me. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hey, what's up?
Wait, why are we best friends?
Because our boyfriends have tattoos for necks.
Oh, right. I love him.
I love you too.
Machine Gun Kelly has some thoughts about Pete Davidson's impression of him.
It's hard to top that one, man.
On Saturday Night Live, the comedian poked fun at the rocker and his relationship with Megan Fox during the People's Court.
I think he's more just a designable guy. I don't know if Machine Gun Kelly's really a rocker, but I know he fits the attitude of it.
Sketch with host Kim Kardashian, who pretended to be her older sister, Kourtney Kardashian, posing as a judge.
Order, order, order in the Kourtney. I'm good at this.
During the sketch, Court calls in her bailiffs and besties, Machine Gun Kelly, played by...
So my girlfriend told me that Kim's got a real like fear of public speaking. I mean, she's not really afraid of putting it out there in public, but public speaking she's afraid of. And if you watch her on SNL, like I watched the first 20 minutes. Well, first of all, the first 9 minutes was a skit about Facebook and Congress. And I was like, that's why you suck, SNL. That's why I hate you. But then I watched the Kim Kardashian opening monologue and some of the skits, and she wasn't bad. She wasn't good, but she wasn't bad, if that makes sense.
I paint, and Megan, played by Chloe Fineman. And clearly, the couple could not keep their hands off each other.
Yeah. I wrote you an Instagram caption, babe.
Oh, that's fire. All right.
Achingly beautiful boy.
Oh.
Toxic.
Oh.
Viral.
Oh.
Twin.
It literally sounds like MGK.
Flame. Rehab Barbie.
Oh, I wish I could vape you.
Yo, keep in mind this is coming from Kanye, but y'all weird.
So what was MGK's response to Pete's impression? Well, the musician wrote on Twitter, quote, "I think it's time for me to come on the show as Pete." MGK also shared the clip on his Instagram story.
Dude, they gotta do that. Just make it happen, Captain. you know, he's a little fired up.
Writing, "Pete, you know damn well I don't talk like that." And he also added a screenshot FaceTiming Pete with the caption, "Twins."
I love him.
I love you too.
The imitation was spot on. Pete and Chloe even dressed in the...
I have this weird thing where I really want to hang out with Pete Davidson. Like, I know he wouldn't get along. I know he would think he's better than me, but I would love to hang out with him.
Same outfits that the real-life couple wore to the 2021 iHeartRadio Music Awards. Something they also nailed? The couple's unapologetic PDA, which E.T. saw firsthand at the 2021 VMAs.
How did you coordinate these outfits this evening? Yeah?
I feel like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox bang so much that literally they're just sore 24-7.
Gonna take the lead, and then Megan, you were like, ah.
He was like, "You're gonna be naked tonight," and I was like, "Whatever you say, Daddy. Whatever Daddy says."
Are you proud of him?
Very proud. He's the most talented boy in the world.
Like we said, unapologetic.
Yeah, she's really rubbing it in the face of Brian Austin Green, isn't she?
Yeah. Did Machine Gun take the lead, and then Megan, you were like, ah.
He was like, "You're gonna be naked tonight," and I was like, "Whatever you say, Daddy. Whatever Daddy says."
Are you proud of him?
Very proud. He's the most talented boy in the world.
Like we said, unapologetic.
You ever had it when a girl says "Daddy" during sex? You're just kind of like, okay. Like, cause then, if you really start thinking about it, if you're somebody that like thinks about things during sex, cause sometimes your mind starts racing. And you got to like focus. And if you really dig deep of when a girl says "daddy" during sex, it can ruin the moment.
Energetic PDA.
Okay, you guys look awesome. We'll be back. Oh, I don't know if this is family friendly, y'all.
While Pete and Chloe had fun as MGK and Megan, Kim and Mikey Day poked fun at Courtney and her beau, Travis Barker. Mm-hmm.
Travis, baby. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Courtney and Kim get along at all.
My show.
I can't help it, Your Honor.
Oh my God, did you just call me Your Honor?
Yeah.
Babe.
Baby.
Baby. Babe, you're so epic.
Oh, you're so punk.
But don't worry, there's no bad blood between the sisters. Court praised Kim's impression on Instagram, writing, "Ah, this is everything. Kim, you killed SNL.
I don't know about that. I mean, she's killed NBA careers, but... as a side note, she would never kill an NBA career, but they did kill Scott's career.
It seems like Scott Disick is still close with the Kardashian fam following that alleged DM.
Yeah, he kind of had a kid with them. He can't just really get away from them. Oh, but there's a DM thing? What's going on? Tell me more.
DM scandal.
Yeah.
Early Sunday morning after Kim Kardashian hosted.
That is the most perfect way to use B-roll footage of Scott Disick, how they'll use some of those quotes. This right here, let me just play this, is literally the smartest thing Scott Disick's ever said. Like, you can put this on his tomb as his quote.
And fam, following that alleged DM scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, how's your day? Yeah. Hey, Scott, can I have some motivation for today? Yeah.
Early Sunday morning, after Kim Kardashian hosted Saturday Night Live, the father of three was spotted attending the show's after party arm in arm with Kim's sister, Khloe. That's Scott in a black hoodie, a North Face vest, and camo pants, while Coco rocked a cherry red
mini. You know he's old when he's wearing North Face. Oh, yeah, watch out. Scott Disick just walked in the room. He's young and hip. He's wearing North Face, and he's got to be home by 8 p.m. Hang out with him, ladies. He's about to go home.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment. Well, first of all, before I get to the following live read, got to play this.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following live read was, or this following segment, and this live read is being brought to you by, there I recovered, like Tom Brady when he fumbles. It's a touchdown. This segment's being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. I'm going there tomorrow, which doesn't really mean much to you because you're listening to this in the future, so the haircut was in the past. But if you go to richkbarber.com, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, when I tell you he's the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I didn't mean to play that. Kind of makes sense, though. I am an honorable man. I will not lead you to the wrong barber. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com because he's always busy. Always busy. So you got to schedule ahead of time. But when you sit down in that chair, he will make you feel at home. He's a good dude. I love me some Rich Keeley. And you will too. RichKBarber.com. Tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randall.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
For Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with some exclusive details on Nicki Minaj's appearance on The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion.
Oh man, that is the sign of the times that Nicki Minaj has fallen off. They put the most irrelevant news headlines in the beginning of the video. So it says Michael Jackson's son Prince reacts to Drake's success and his dad being compared to MJ. They're not going to put that as the first thing in the beginning of the video. They want to do clickbait. So the fact that Nicki Minaj is a part of the first headline is not good. And the fact that she's going on a Real Housewives show, not good.
Hey, it's Amira for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with some exclusive details on Nicki Minaj's appearance on The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. Recall last week we reported that Nicki confirmed she would be on the Bravo franchise, and now we are hearing exclusively that this was an epic moment. A source close to the production told Hollywood.
What, she came out clean and said she married the wrong person? What was so epic about Nicki Minaj? She's announced that she looks like Roger the Alien. What was so epic about Nicki Minaj? Actually, I'd rather hang out with Roger. And that's saying something. Roger's a bad dude.
Probably life that the Queens rapper came hard for Candace Dillard and Red Herd. These details come just a few weeks after we reported that Nicki was very interested in hosting the reunion, to which the notable Andy Cohen seemed to be in full support.
Well, who cares about Andy Cohen anymore?
Guys, be checking this out. Let us know in the comments.
You know who likes the work of Andy Cohen? Somebody who is on a gluten-free diet and likes avocado toast. And it can be any gender you identify as. Not really any money class, because poor people can't afford avocado toast. But I'm saying, to me, Andy Cohen fans are people that like avocado toast and have to have the latest iPhone.
All right, and now on to Ariana Grande. Right. The singer announced on Instagram that in honor of World Mental Health Day, she is partnering with BetterHelp to give away $5 million in free therapy for her fans.
Yeah.
In her caption, she also called out the financial barriers and systemic problems that prevent people from accessing mental health resources. This isn't the first time that Ariana has used her resources to help with mental health. Recall back in July, the singer offered her fans another $1 million for therapy. Switching gears a bit to another Young Money alum, and that is Drake. The Way Too Sexy star threw his son Adonis a racer-themed party to celebrate his fourth birthday and posted some photos on Instagram with the caption that read, "Teacher, more life, kid." Videos from Drake's Instagram story also revealed that Bugs Bunny showed up to the celebration.
Oh, wow!
Wearing a Space Jam-themed LeBron James jersey. Now,
oh, gross. 856-49-HOPPY.
All right, but switching gears to Adele's new album. The singer recently covered the British and American version of Vogue magazine, and she let it all out. Adele revealed that her split from Simon Konecki was not an easy process for her 9-year-old son, Angelo.
Whoa, divorce is really hard on the kids? Who would have saw that coming? 856, I'm just going through the speed round. 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. What the hell is going on with Superman?
Superman John Kent is coming out as bisexual. DC Comics' current superhero is the son of Clark Kent, and in an upcoming issue, the character goes in a bold new direction. Writer Tom Taylor said in a statement, quote, "Superman's symbol has always stood for hope, for truth, and for justice. Today, that symbol represents something more."
I mean, that's cool that you're adding this to comics, that you're adding a homosexual character and you're adding a bisexual character. But honestly, if you've ever looked at Superman and thought of hope, truth, or justice, you're looking in the wrong place. Relax, buddy. You're making a comic book. You're not saving the world.
Or today, more people can see themselves in the most powerful superhero in comics.
No, I wish I saw myself as a superhero. Actually, I should.
According to a blog by DC Publicity published on Monday, John Kent has fallen for a reporter, just like his dad.
Yeah!
After initially striking up a friendship with Jay Nakamura, the two reportedly become romantically involved in the pages of Superman, Son of Kal-El, number 5.
Oh, that was when they really hooked up. That was when they really went at it. All right. I don't know how I'm going to go from talking about bisexual superheroes to Russell Wilson. Actually, it might not be as hard as we think.
Russell Wilson can always count on his number one fan. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback underwent hand surgery on Friday, and wife Sierra was by his side as he...
I love how like everybody's like, Russell Wilson sucks! He's terrible at football! Yeah, he hasn't really done anything in 7 years, but it's not always his fault. It's because he plays in Seattle that we don't give him enough credit. You know what I mean? But at the same time, everybody that was going, enough of Russell Wilson, when Geno Smith went into the game, all of a sudden you began to appreciate Russell a little more.
He recovered. The couple smiled for a cute photo as Russell rested in his hospital bed, and Sierra praised her longtime love in a heartfelt Instagram caption, honoring his strength and sharing gratitude for the medical staff who oversaw his procedure, writing, "You're the toughest man I know, always dedicated and committed to do whatever it takes. I love you so much, my sweet king. Thank you."
Oh, man. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-IRISH-BAG-PIPE-FUNERAL-SONG. It's 856-494-6773. Got to pour one out for the homie. Can this play already? So our fish died, right? Girlfriend, what happened?
I was cleaning the tank and we lost one of six.
We lost a fish. What was his name?
You never named him. I gave you that job and you just decided he didn't deserve a name.
Oh, so the fish I had, is the one that I was in charge of, died.
I gave him a burial at sea.
But that fish, babe, the one that I was supposed to take care of is the one that died?
Yes, you were in charge of the orange ones.
Oh, man. Yikes. I'm speechless. That is not a surprise to me at all that the fish that I was supposed to take care of and watch over and nurture, the fish that I was set up to take care of died. It's a sad life, man. One moment you're alive, the next moment I'm flushing you down the toilet, bitch. Don't know when I got into being a 90s shock jock, but here we are. The Tampa Bay rent is increasing. Oh, my.
Tonight with the increasingly difficult housing situation in St. Petersburg and really throughout Tampa Bay. Rent prices skyrocketing with no end in sight. And tonight,
so our rent here is a certain amount, and the next door neighbor had been here for 10 years, and they raised his rent $300 to the certain amount we pay. And I was like, oh man, that was sad. And seeing him pack up his things, I was like, I'm sorry, bro.
All right, Sarah Hollenbeck with what?
So yeah, my point is it's hitting the apartment complex I live in. The Tampa Bay area, the rent is going up and we are doomed.
Bay rent prices skyrocketing with no end in sight. And tonight, Sarah Hollenbeck with what's now being done and whether it can actually work.
Carla Correa just got the news that makes all of us cringe. Her rent is going up $250 a month.
It's definitely going to hurt my pockets. It's going to cause me to be able to buy less food and other things.
Yeah. Everybody goes, millennials don't work hard. Millennials don't do anything. And then you hear this person who literally is just getting fucked. And then literally she goes, I can't afford anything. Oh, but millennials don't work hard?
It's going to cause me to be able to buy less food and other things that I need.
And she worries it could go up even higher.
Mm. I'm on a month-to-month lease, and that means that they can raise it from 1 month to the next.
Don't manifest it.
In some areas of St. Pete, rent has increased 20% in a single year, according to the apartment listing site Rent Cafe. With 800 square foot apartments going for nearly $1,700 a month.
Woohoo! We're the new San Francisco. Woohoo! But then again, I think we're already San Francisco. You know why? I saw crap in the road the other day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.